you guys. And I'm going to be honest with you. I worked in my head awfully hard about what to say, but did I actually organize anything? No. And for any of you who know me would know that that is very not like me. You know, a lot going on pre-session, so probably every morning that I sit on my cushion, I gave this talk already. So there's really, I want to say there's no need to go through it, but of course there is. And then, you know, once things started going and hearing Kate talk and then Tayshode's Diane and Fran, and I'm going, okay, well, I could spin off this or I could do this. And now I'm starting to strategize and negotiate. And then finally, you know, I got some great advice from my teacher, who advised two things. She said, just be yourself. Okay, but I've already told you guys, if I did that, we'd be sitting here for hours because I'd have a long list of organized things I wanted to say. And also just to pick three simple things to talk about. So I'll give it a try. I thought the idea of just be yourself, by the way, was a little funny because for, I don't know how many years now, I've been getting familiar with myself through this practice, and then I've been deconstructing myself in so many ways, and not like I'm purposely doing it, just has been unfolding and happening through the practice naturally. So to sit here and be myself is kind of like a big fat huh. So three things. I wanted to address the fact that I was chosen for the second night, which is kind of funny to me. Because of my experience with Sesshin and knowing what's going through my mind and my experience the first night and then by the second night. And I'm going, oh, great, I get to talk to these guys. And I totally was personalizing it, going, I don't know if they're going through by the time when I'm going through on the second night. I'm going, oh, great, and I get the second night. And I got to follow Fran and these fine teachers. So, you know, usually the first night for me or the first day of Sesshin, at least in the number of times I've done it, it's like, you got to be kidding me. You know, by the end of the day, I'm like, oh my gosh, my body is killing me. My head is, you know, my mind is killing me. Everything's killing me. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's like the big thing that's going through my head most of the time. So when the person's giving a Taisho talk or giving an encouragement talk, I'm going, okay, you know, really trying to stay with it. So by the second night, I don't know about you guys, but now it's like, okay, that's amplified. That's like times 100. It's like, oh, great. And they gave me the second night. So sometimes I hear people use the phrase, I don't get it. Or, you know, I feel like I'm the only person in this zendo or in this retreat who's not getting it. And so, at least for me, I never really had that experience of I don't get it, I guess for a number of reasons. When I'm sitting on my cushion hour after hour, I'm working so hard to just not feel the pain and not listen to my own pain or listen to my pain, and just going with what's going on. I'm working hard to make sure I'm staying in step with the person in front of me. I'm a forearms length away. I'm so busy doing that. I'm really, okay, what are these people saying that they're not getting? Because I'm going, is there something to get? And, you know, kind of scurrying around going, what's to get? And then I'm going, oh, wait a minute. You know, I still got to stay in step, or I've got to follow the words in the sutra book, or I got to, now I'm, you know, learning how to do the doan. So, for all of Kate's, no mistakes here. Big mistakes, you know, along with that. But I think I'm more comfortable with making the mistakes or learning how to be comfortable with all of that stuff I can handle than not getting it, because I don't know what it is that is supposed to be got, but I'm glad that I'm not focused on that. It's just not that for me. I thought I'd talk about an experience I had at Sesshin, my first Sesshin. Everybody's talking about this container, you know, keeping this container. And I'm like, okay, I don't really know what they mean by container. I guess it's one of those I don't get it things, you know, I'm too busy following the forms, but I guess that was the container. And I had this experience the last day. this very young woman. We had a rest period, and I'm just off, kind of just sitting in the gazebo, quietly drinking a cup of coffee, and this young woman hands me a leaf. And this was during leaf peeping season. It was Columbus Day weekend. And I guess somewhere in these talks, someone had referenced leaves changing color and all this stuff, I guess somewhere along the lines. Mm-hmm. I guess one of those things I didn't get. Now this girl's handing me this leaf. I'm going into a panic. I'm like, okay, what do I do with this leaf? Who do I give it to next? Is there something I missed? And I'm going, what do I do with this leaf? I'm like, why did I get it the last day? Did everybody get leaves like the first day? And am I like left out socially? Like, is there some kind of like thing I'm just not getting here? So I'm a little Sheldon Cooper on that. And I'm holding this leaf now, and I'm like, oh, container. Oh, I get it. You know, I had been sitting there, you know, doing my practice, doing what I do. And then my container had been broken or violated or, you know, not in a bad, but I'm just saying that I got it. I'm like, oh, I get it. Even a loving, kind gesture like that. And it was like, wow, it blew my world apart. And I left that session feeling so good about like almost anything now where I'm socially uncomfortable or whatever. I'm like, I don't really have to worry about it. You know, I guess there's other things I need to be occupied with, those practicalities. So if there's one thing that first session taught me, it was, you know, really those are insignificant things. I'm going to end with a cute little vignette from this morning. So, you know, Diane talking about bears and, you know, being present with the moment, and Kate talking about 231 mile an hour winds. And here I am in the morning, the wee morning. And it's my favorite time of the day. It's magical, right? The world is waking up and everything is like, you can barely see, but you can see. And my most acute sense is hearing. And I love those hours before sunrise. And so I'd already blinded one of our Sangha members on the way back from the bathroom with my headlamp. So now I'm working around without the headlamp, which means my hearing is like right there. And I'm hearing all the birds in this really thick fog, right? So I'm like, I wouldn't probably see them anyways. And I'm hearing this most amazing bird. And I'm going, oh, you know, what a spiritualized moment. You know, this bird just saved its call for me. Isn't that sweet? And I'm like, I'm just so one with the bird and everything. And I'm so like, oh, you know, my heart's a flutter. Oh, and it's like off in the distance. And all of a sudden I look down at the table and Kate's tea mug, which she had just poured really hot water in, was going, wah, wah. So there was a lesson for me about over-spiritualizing the moment. Or maybe not, you know. Maybe it is as simple as a tea mug burping, making me feel special. Thank you.